Hey, everybody. Tom Lounge is here with another edition of Midwest Beat, a program all about music, events, and all the fun stuff that goes on here in the region. You're listening to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio, and you're streaming us at lakeshorepublicradio.org. And tonight, we are going to talk about cars, and we're going to play some car-driven music, and we're going to have some fun. So if you like classic cars, you like muscle cars, you're a gearhead at heart, then stay with us, because it's all coming up after your headlines right here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Buddy, it's Tom Lounges with another edition of Midwest Beat. That's right. It's all about music, events, fun, food. Sometimes cocktails are involved. You never know. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show. Yes, indeed, that is a mouthful. But that's okay because it lasts 3 days and there's going to be all of the above. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be food. There's going to be cocktails. There's going to be all sorts of fun stuff. What? Well, we'll find out in just a minute. I've got a lovely young lady here, Leslie Bailey of Leslie Bailey Events, and she is one of the proponents behind this annual event. And we'll get to it as soon as we set the mood by revving the engines and shifting the gears on our GTO. Here's Ronnie in the Daytonas to kick it off. Kick it off. Yes, indeed. We're going to kick it off. All right, it's been one of those weeks. Our CD player is not wanting to cooperate. So I guess we will just talk. We'll get to that music in just a bit, Leslie.
Sounds good.
See, there we are.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me tonight, Tom. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and catch up and talk about what we have in common, music and events and everything going on. Now, fun and exciting.
We just had you on here. I was looking. It was in August you did a big event at Fair Oaks Farms.
Correct. Yes.
And that
we
was
did
for
the
9/11.
All-American Cruise. Correct. Yep. We had a great turnout. We had over 70 cars. Mm-hmm. And that was a fundraiser for the first responders. Great location. Beautiful day. Outdoor events
are scary.
Revolve
very scary.
Around, you know, God and Mother Nature and how their day is going. So
right.
We were lucky. It went really, really well.
Now, you've got this event, and this is completely separate, but you are involved. You are the proponent on this.
Correct.
To kind of make it all shake out. October 29th, 30th, and 31st, three different days, three different, basically different events with the same theme, cars and more cars. One is a Halloween party. One is a fundraiser of sorts for police, I believe, which you can explain. And then we got a trick-or-treat event, live events, and you can get all the information. Follow along. If you're near a computer or a phone, at www.crownpointconcours.com. This is the second annual event, but you didn't have one last year because COVID got in the way.
Correct. This is our third date rescheduling, and we did one in 2019, and that was such a success. We thought we're going to make it an entire weekend long this time. So we were rescheduled for 2020, and of course, we had to push that forward and forward mm-hmm. and forward again. So we're very fortunate that, you know, we are planning on having it, and it's coming up quickly. And,
yeah,
you know, we're fortunate that things seem to have calmed down
a little
with COVID, yeah. And people are...
Knock on wood, yes.
And... you know, we are accepting every comfort level people feel comfortable with. You know, we will have masks if people would like to wear masks. We'll have hand sanitizer.
You'll have a lot of masks this Halloween weekend.
Yes. That ba-dum-bump. Right. Correct. Yes. But, yeah, we're excited that it's actually going to happen. And it is an indoor show, so we don't have to worry about the weather. And
I didn't realize it was indoor. Because it's at Lake County Fairgrounds. I didn't realize it was all indoor.
Correct.
I thought it was both indoor and out.
Well, because it's a concourse show, what that means is they're a select level of cars. Mm-hmm. So
it's not like anyone that has a classic car can show up.
It's correct. It's not a car cruise.
Okay.
It is a selected car show. So we have a selection committee that chooses the cars that will be in the concours. And, you know, we're limited on that because it is an indoor show and because there's only so many cars to choose from. And as of this year being the second annual, we do not repeat cars from the year prior.
Okay.
So the cars that will be on show for this Halloween weekend will not be duplicate cars that guests saw from 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new bag of cars.
Okay.
So there's over 30 seldom seen, very rare selected collectible cars, either selected based on the custom build or the uniqueness of their model, their make, the year. There's all kinds of variables that go into which cars are selected for the show.
Now, you told me last time that some of these cars, I mean, they come with some pretty hefty price tags.
These are not,
I mean, anyone that rebuilds cars and is a car guy that does the cruises, they spend a lot of money anyway on their cars.
Sure.
But some of these are like way up the food chain.
Sure. So, you know, it's different than a car cruise in that these cars are chosen to be seldomly seen cars.
Okay.
We really look for something rare, something cool, something people haven't seen at every car show, at every car cruise all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
So do those very rare, special, high dollar, custom built, you know, unique, hard to find cars come with higher price tags? Yes. Are we selecting cars based on the higher price tag? No.
Right.
Because the show will also have cars that are kind of more, you know, just more on the artistic side, or there's something unique about them, or they're funny. And some of them are just they're fun to look at. And if the selection committee feels that they should be part of the show, then we include them in the show. So if you've been to one of the concourses, you kind of get an idea. You know, and ours is unique in that it is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's all different kinds of cars there. It's not only, you know, the high-end custom stuff, but it's also hot rods, dragsters, like I said, kind of, you know, comical fun cars. There's all kinds of different things to look at. Because everybody has their favorite. Everybody has their thing that they like to stew about, you know. Some people love the oldies. Some people love the new, cool, all jacked up, you know, hot rod stuff. And
I like hot rods. In fact, I'm really partial to Little Deuce Coupes. So let's play that right now.
Slip, daddy, and coming off the line when the light turns green. Well, she blows them out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape, and it's hard to steer. When I get rubber in all four gears, she's my little loose coupe. You don't know what I got. She's my little loose coupe. You don't know.
Coupe. Like that Little Deuce Coupe, like the Beach Boys, makes me feel like it's summer even though it is almost Halloween. But that's okay because the cars are still out there, the good-looking cars. There's no sand out there anymore, though, sorry to say. But you never know what you're going to find at the annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show. I got to take a breath to say that. That's a long title.
Correct.
Wow. Leslie Bailey is in the studio with me. We're going to play a couple more gearhead-type songs and car songs. But first, let's find out what this is all about. It's 3 days, 29th, 30th, 31st. Now, let's start with the first day. Tell me what's happening on the 29th, because these are all different, right?
Correct.
Each day.
Correct. It is the same car show. They'll have the same cars there, but we have, you know, we're just twisting it up a little
bit
because it is a three-day event, and of course, it is Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, that is the first look for fallen officers. That's the cops fundraiser. So that's okay. The Concerns of Police Survivors. That's the foundation.
Is that what it stands for? Concerns
Cops,
of Police
Concerns
Survivors?
Concerns of Police Survivors. Okay. Correct. And that foundation is actually, that supports families and co-workers of the 140 to 160 officers that lose their lives in the line of duty each year of, you know, in the United States. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we've seen other numbers from other, you know, everything that's been going on, you know, from suicide to, you know, just everything that happens,
shootings
and all kinds of things that happen. So, you know, what the Cops Foundation does is it provides resources to help and rebuild the lives of the families and coworkers and departments of those people who have lost their lives. So the memberships are somewhere in the area of 54,000 people. And what they do is they offer scholarships and peer support for children and for teens of survivors of fallen officers who
so
are killed in the line of duty.
So the gate money for this event, that's going to be helping that cause?
Correct.
All right.
And if you go to the concernsofpolicesurvivors.org website, you'll see all of the things that they do as far as camps for children. You know, they do a lot of fundraising for burial services or funeral services for fallen officers. So they're very involved, and it's, you know, it's a remarkable organization considering when you're someone in that situation,
right.
who do you go to? You
know? Now, this we talked about the show you had done earlier in the year on 9/11. Mm-hmm. You also had a thing there for police.
Correct. That was for the Newton County, fire and rescue.
Why are the police so important to you? Because you are one of the producers of all these shows. And there's always a presence to help police and law enforcement.
Correct.
What is it about that is important to you as a person?
Well, I think with what has been happening the past, I guess it would be fair to say, 24 months with police involvement and, you know, we just witnessed that suicide right in our backyard in Chicago. I mean, that was an officer who took his own life. He was a police officer, and he, you know, committed suicide. So you have to wonder what's actually going on in the lives of these people who put their life on their line every day
and
for us.
And sometimes I imagine
us. They
feel like the world's against them because it seems to be everything's anti anymore.
Well, that seems to be the new layer.
Right.
You know, I'm sure that that's been going on for a long time. You know, I am fortunate enough, I am not in that world. I don't have a spouse or family members who are police officers or in, you know, they're not in that industry, but I know enough about it. And, you know, we have friends and you hear enough stories and it's just, you know, how do you go about your day every day not feeling supported?
Right.
But, you know, it's
I just wonder because you always speak very highly of law enforcement. You always do your part of if there was a personal connection. It's just that you have empathy for what's going on.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, we've had our situations where you call 911 or you call medics or you call the police. Just, I mean, it could be something as small as a noise ordinance as far as, you know, someone's sneaking in your home. You
right.
know, I had...
And you got to know they're going to come.
You know they're going to come.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend whose home was broken into just last month and he had to call the police and they come, you know?
Right.
So you have to
give
credit where credit's due. And I think it's also creating an awareness in the communities that it's everyone's job to support those who support us. It's everyone's job to do your part to support.
So,
do what
so
you
Friday,
can do.
That is open to the public, but the money's
Correct.
Earmarked for
yes.
the police.
So
okay.
What makes it a VIP event is the fact that it is the first night.
Right.
And that money will go to the Cops Foundation of Indiana. I just want to add that also. We
right.
are keeping it to the state of Indiana because the organization also, it's branched off into different divisions. And we do have a representative out of the Indiana COPS Foundation, Dan Colvin, who is he's a father of a fallen officer. He lost his life in the line of duty as well. So he is our state representative for the COPS Foundation, and those proceeds will go directly to the State of Indiana Foundation.
And again, we are talking about the second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show happening the 29th through the 31st at Lake County Fairgrounds at 899 Lake Street. Of course, everybody in Northwest Indiana knows where the Lake County Fairgrounds are. So this will be happening, and the first Friday, the first day on Friday is from 5 to 10 p.m. Now, it's listed also, you're going to get to see all the cars. There's still a beer garden. There's food that day, all the other amenities, correct?
Correct, yes. So,
and a special live performance. I see that.
A special live performance, yes. We will have Chris Barron, who is the lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
The Spin Doctors.
He will be performing an acoustic collection for our guests. And he's going to start anywhere in the area of about 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So, you know, we've got some announcements and some sponsors to thank and, you know, everybody who's involved. You know, it is a big show. There's a lot involved to get 35 cars at the show. And then in addition to that, we also have a car on loan from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis. And what's special about that car is not only is it the winning car from 1951, so there's a little nostalgia and a little local history in that car is the winning car from 1951, but it was also Tony Benthausen used to race that Bellinger car at the Indianapolis 500, and then he promised to drive another car. So Lee Waller drove it for the first time in 1951 and actually won. He won. So the Bellinger car will be at the show this year, and it is on loan from the
Bellinger family.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Now, it says in your notes here, it was built here in Crown Point.
Correct, yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
So it's coming home.
It's coming home. Yeah, it's leaving the museum and coming home to see its people, right? Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And
so it's interesting, you know, the history with Indianapolis. You know, we've got a lot of
It'll be here all 3 days too.
It'll be here all 3 days.
Okay.
Yes. Please don't touch it if you come to the show. We will have.
We will break your hands.
Please don't touch the Bellinger car. Don't try to. We'll have security on the car, as we promised. You know, we are. It's on loan, so they were gracious enough at the museum to let us loan it for the weekend. So you know, it's. It's a special, special car. It really is. So that will be there for all 3 days as well.
Is that the picture here?
That is the car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a cool little drag. Not a dragster, but a little race car.
It's a race car. Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah.
$20 for the special VIP night, and that includes the Chris Barron show as well. And again, the money is going to help the COPS Charity Foundation. And to give their website again real quick.
That is concernsofpolicesurvivors.org. And then the Crown Point Concourse website is Crown Point Concourse. That's concours.com.
And you get a link to get tickets and things and more information there.
And you can get tickets at the door. We encourage pre-sales, but you can get tickets at the door. And then...
There's a special for the military and first responders, too.
Correct.
Is that every night?
Yes. Yes. So
they get free admission.
Free admission
with an
for
ID.
Military and first responders with ID. Yes.
Very good.
Then for children under 10 as well. So, we like to have a family event, bring the kids out, mom, dad, grandparents, because there really is something for everybody. If you've got teenagers, they'll appreciate the music and the fun and different assortments of cars. And we also will have some of our vendors are car-centric vendors. So these are pinstripers. We've got custom shop from Scooter Shooters, which also has an audio division. They've got a very cool mobile DJ booth bike is what I like to call it. You have to hear what they've done to these motorcycles. With the audio systems. In fact, one of their bikes just won at Sturgis for the audio design. Yeah, that's Eric Chang and Warren Vesley over at Scooter Shooter. So they will have their shop on display as well.
And there's lots of food.
And there's food, absolutely.
What kind of food?
Well, we're going to do some basic sandwiches and pizzas and things like that. And then on Saturday night is Frank's Backyard Barbecue, which is who we had in 2019 as well. And who doesn't love barbecue?
Not me. I love barbecue.
I love barbecue. You love pizza?
I do love pizza.
Do you love beef sandwiches?
I do love beef sandwiches, especially if they got cheese.
There you go.
All right. I guess we're going to have to come and eat. All right, so let's talk in a minute about Saturday night. There's a special scary situation going on there. But right now, since we were talking about racing, I'd like to send this one out to the Bellinger guys and gals and everybody that loves to race, because this song is all about racing, but it's street racing. This is Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen and their Hot Rod Lincoln.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dueling sauce, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down. And she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln. I wonder if you're going to have any Hot Rod Lincolns there. Maybe. You never know.
You never know. It'll have to be, you'll have to come and find out.
All right, do a little investigative reporting there. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. Now, that song was originally done in the 1950s by Charlie Ryan, a great version. And I also like a Sleep at the Wheels version. They did it a number of years later. But that 74 version by Commander Cody, to me, that is the best version yet. And I think I picked a good one there because Tom Maloney was tapping along with his pens on the soundboard. Were you enjoying that song?
You know what? I drove my dad to drinking, but I never drove a Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that. Are you a gearhead, Tom? Do you like, are you a car guy?
If by car guy you like, you know, you mean cars that start and run, but no, I do peruse the Crown Point car cruise on Thursday nights in the summer. Obviously no longer right now. I'm looking forward to this and seeing some of those old classics. And I got a toddler, so he likes to go look at the big shiny
cars. And he's
going to
be free.
He's
under 10.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. That's gonna save me a couple of bucks to get a beef sandwich with some cheese.
There you go. There you go.
And we might have some tricks or some treats for the little one, too.
That's right, because the next day, Saturday, is Halloween. And I see here that you're having a Halloween party. And my good friend Nick Bird is going to be there playing music. Nick and friends. Who's his friends? Do you know? Who's he bringing along?
That's also a surprise.
Oh, got to find out.
That's a surprise. You know, Nick is always good. He always brings a good, eclectic, blues, jazzy, fun, funk all the time. Nick, you hear Nick Bird and you're guaranteed a good time. It's just he can play everything. He can play everything. And his friends all can rip it well, too. So, you know, what more do you need? Well, as far as the Halloween show goes, not only do we have a People's Choice costume cash prize of $100. So people get to choose who's going to win the cash
prize. I'm coming
as
a radio guy. That's what I'm going to come. I'm going to wear headphones and I'm going to win.
Oh, how are we going to know it's you, Tom? How are we going to know?
So what time is the costume thing going on? And is it adults and children or just one or the other?
Well, I think for the costume party, it will be for an adult.
So it's later in the
evening?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Like 8 o'clock will be the award time for that. And then as far as for the Halloween park goes, we also have two Ghosts of the Jungle Park cars at the show. So they are the roadsters that raced in the 30s and the 40s at the 4th Mile dirt track where the Sugar Creek flows underneath Route 41. You know,
wow.
Like near...
Why do they call them ghost cars?
By the Turkey Run State Park.
Okay.
Well, because that is the title of the book that was written about the history of the track. It was called Ghosts of Jungle Park. So many of the, you know, Indy 500 race car drivers drove there as well.
Okay.
So we'll have a couple
of
those cars
as well. So when we're talking about racing in the 1930s, do you happen to know offhand, and this might be out of your wheelhouse, but how fast those cars could go? I mean, when you think of a race car in 1930, I'm thinking it peaked at 50 miles an hour. Or did they really go fast?
I have a feeling they probably went pretty fast.
Okay.
I don't have an exact answer. We could probably, what could we do? We could Google it.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's a Dr. Mark question.
Yeah.
He would probably know.
Yeah.
And we should mention the fact that Dr. Mark is your cohort in crime on this.
Yes, he is my partner. Yeah. So my history starts with my uncle is Terry Cook, and he's the original editor of Scrape Magazine as well as the coordinator and designer of the world's largest oldies car show in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Wow.
So we grew up going to car shows and being
involved. So this is in your blood. I wondered why you were so involved in so many car shows.
Yeah, so my uncle actually met Mark at a Concours show in California, in Pebble Beach.
Okay.
And then came to conversation that he was coming to Crown Point, and he said, oh, my niece lives in Crown Point, and that happened to be me. And then I met Mark, and I said, why don't we do a car show together? And he had already been doing his car shows at the fair as well as, you know, everywhere else. You know, he's in the blood car lover.
Right.
You know, I mean,
And he has several of his own.
And, you know, you have to say, car enthusiasts are very special people. They really have a common... They have a common love, and it's just so much fun to be part of that world and part of what the car community means, you know?
Yeah.
And, it is in his blood. It's been a blast working with him. You know, he works tirelessly and relentlessly. He is still, you know, he's still a practicing dentist at Kresge Dental in Crown Point. And, you know, he's busy, and we put together this party together, and we're having fun along the way. And he is the car side of things. You know, he works with all of these people as well as, you know, bringing in these very rare cars. He's been working on getting this Bellinger car, you know, up to Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with COVID, because everything got pushed, he's been working on it for well over a year, you know.
Wow.
So
where are the ghost cars from? Where do they keep them? Is that something that's being imported for this as well, or is it something that's regional?
I have a feeling that that is a connection at a regional level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can find that out for you as well. You know, we also have an Auburn, Accord, Duesenberg's all coming, and those are all locally, privately owned cars. So, you know, you never know what's tucked in people's garages and, you know, what people either are working on or may have just acquired. And, you know, when you're in the car world, you know, everybody knows everybody and they kind of know who's got what.
Right.
We'll have a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and a Bugatti. And then
Willy? It says you got a Willy. What's a Willy?
It's just one of those wood cars, the Woody
Wills.
Yeah. So
I never saw a Willy before.
There's all kinds of different cars, you know, and some of them have their own made-up names as well. So we're looking forward to just sharing all of the cars with everybody and giving them a good, you know, a good dose of what else is out there.
Right.
Because if you just stick to the local car dealers, you don't really have a good idea as to what's out there. And what's, you know, a lot of these cars are custom built. People, mm-hmm. they chop the top off, they chop the sides off, they remake the doors, they, you know, they rebuild cars basically from the engine out, and sometimes the engine. So they're really their own custom made cars.
We're talking about the second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show. It's happening October 29th through 31st at Lake County Fairgrounds in Crown Point. Where on the fairgrounds? You said it's an indoor event.
Yeah,
so where on the fairgrounds is this being held?
We will be in the industrial building at 899 Lake Street in Crown Point. And it is free parking. And then there's more information on the website as well. But we are in the industrial building, which is the big brick building.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's going to be lots of food vendors and other vendors. Are they on the inside as well?
Yes.
Because that's going to be pretty tight.
Yes. So because there are over 30 cars, one area of the fairgrounds is for vendors.
Okay.
So like I had mentioned, we're going to have a custom shop there, the custom bikes there. We've got some people doing some pinstriping demos as well as food and the beer and wine garden. So, yeah, we'll have a little bit of everything.
Wow. This is a big event.
It's a big event. Yep.
And you can get the details at crownpointconcours.com, and that's C-O-N-C-O-U-R-S, crownpointconcours.com. And we're going to get to Sunday at US 30. Oh, that's the wrong guy. Sunday, we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, we're going to take you back to the year 1951, 8 years before I was even a thought. This is Jackie Brenson and the Delta Cats with a guy named Ike Turner singing lead.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Rocket 88, taking back to 1951, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. One of those cats was a cat named Ike Turner, who later went on to do Ike and Tina Turner. He was lead singer on that one, Rocket 88, one of my favorite car songs. Love that stuff. We've also heard in there Hot Rod Lincoln, Little Deuce Coupe. We'll get to another one coming up. But we still have another date to cover. We're talking about the October 29th through 31st second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show. Lots of k-k-k sounds in there. My my old language teacher would love this. She'd love to say this because it'd be like k-k-k. Do you ever have a speech therapist?
Like fresh fruit, fruit fresh.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Where you had to say the certain sounds. That's what that reminds me of. Second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show.
Hey. That's the coolest anybody has ever said it.
That is a long... I do have to take a breath to say it. It's happening at Lake Honey Fairgrounds in the industrial building at 899 Lake Street, being presented by Leslie Bailey Events. You have so many events.
And just, Dr. Mark Bumbles.
And Dr. Mark.
And Dr. Mark, yes.
He's always a part of that.
Yep. We're a dynamic duo.
Uh-oh. Food, beer, wine, very cool cars. We're going to have a Halloween costume contest on Saturday. And again, Friday, it's 5 to 10 p.m. Saturday is the long day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then we come to Sunday. And as we mentioned, we've got Chris from the Spin Doctors who will be performing a special acoustic show on Friday. We've got Nick Bird and Friends on Saturday. And on Sunday, we've got Mike Green. Tell me about Mike Green.
Mike Green is an acoustic performer who you can check out Mike Green Music Live. He is an excellent performer. He does everything. He does a lot of cover, but he also does a lot of very, very wonderful originals as well. So check out Mike Green Music Live, and he will be performing on Sunday as well from noon to 2. That, of course, is Halloween, so we will be doing some trick-or-treating for the kiddos as well.
Oh, okay. So, again, children are welcome at this event. Under 10 are free. If you are a first responder or military, have your ID. You get in free as well. There's free parking, so that's a bonus. There's a lot of free. Free is a good word, and mm-hmm. you use it a lot in your promotion here. Oh, I know who Mike Green is. I just pulled up his website. I know who that is.
You know who that is.
I do know who that mm-hmm. is, and he is pretty darn good.
Yep. He can hold a note very long.
Now, is Mike going to be bringing friends too, or is Mike going to be flying solo?
Mike flies solo. Mike okay. Green, yep. Mm-hmm.
Nick will
He occasionally
bring friends.
Plays out with some partners, but he for this event he'll be playing solo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, while we were doing that, you did exactly what you said you were going to do, and you were doing some Googling and emailing and texting.
I didn't do all that. Well, I'm not that good. I just
you did a lot of things. You were busy on that phone, so you found out what a Willy really is.
I did. It's an American-made car that was produced by Willy's Overland Motors in between 1937 and 42. So there's a short window.
Very
there.
Short mm-hmm. window.
So it's either a sedan, a coupe, a station wagon, or a pickup truck. And in fact, after reading this, I think I know what. I'm visualizing what's there.
Okay.
Because so, I have.
Because you've got to see it all.
I've got to see it all. Yeah.
That's not fair. Yeah, You're just teasing us here.
It's not a show to be missed. It really is. There's a lot of thought and selection and blood, sweat, and tears goes into, you know, which cars are going to be at the show.
Right.
And it's a good collection. You know, a collection should be a little bit of everything, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what this show will bring.
And if you just tuned in. And you hear us talking about this Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show. It is not a cruise-in. It is not a car contest. It is a unique thing. It's the upper crust, I guess you'd say, of the car collecting world. Explain again, for those that might have missed it earlier, what a concourse is.
So a concourse is a selected car show. So it's a French word, and it means to parade or to rally.
Oui,
and
oui.
to show or to showcase. So it's not a car cruise in that you can't come on Saturday and try to register your car because the cars are already
no dash plaques allowed.
Selected. No, we're not going to have anything like that. No. But we do have, I think we forgot to mention, we will have a People's Choice Award.
Oh, okay.
So people can choose what their favorite car is, and there's an award for the people's choice. But yeah, it is seldom seen selected cars.
Invitational only.
Rare, the cars. Yeah, so you can submit your car at crownpointconcourse.com. And for this year, I'm obviously all the cars are selected.
Right.
But for next year, you can select register your car, enter mm-hmm. your car, and if it's selected, we'll let you know that it has been selected. So we've had a couple cars we've had to turn away, and it doesn't mean that they're not
good enough.
Yes, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that we've either already selected cars or we've had an opportunity to come across very rare cars. We might not have the opportunity next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it is a 3-day show, so we're very fortunate that everybody who's bringing their car is allowing us to, you know, share it with all of our guests for 3 days. So it is a commitment on the car mm-hmm. exhibitor's end as well.
And some are coming from long distances.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I thought maybe you would do, and I know that in the past you've tried to get some famous cars. I thought maybe since it was Halloween, you'd try to get like the Ghostmobile from Ghostbusters.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Or Grandpa's Dragster from the Munsters or something
yeah,
like that.
I've seen a replica Ghostbusters car, but I don't think it's the original. Who knows, though?
I got to
you
sit
never
in
know.
It.
You did?
With Ernie Hudson. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
This was at one of the Comic-Cons out there, but Ernie and I go way back to when he did a show called The Last Precinct with Adam West.
Oh.
And it lasted one season. It was a terrible show.
Okay.
It was based on... What was that? The Police Academy. It was
yes.
based on Police Academy.
Okay.
And it was terrible. But that was before Ernie was really famous.
Okay.
And I saw him at the event. I took my daughter and my wife, and Ernie goes, I said, "Hey, Ernie, do you remember me?" And we were talking. He goes, "I remember you. You were the only one that was kind to us because the show was pretty bad." And
well, that's not nice.
Yeah.
People need to be kind because, you know what?
But he remembered the interview. I was the one interview that actually was pretty nice.
Wow.
So he said, "You know, hey, you want to hang out and take some pictures?" I'm sure. I said, "Can I get in it?" He goes, "Well, we're not supposed to." Yeah. So I got a picture in my office of me hanging out of the Ghostmobile.
What is that car at? What?
I don't know. It's some kind of weird station wagon that's been modified.
Maybe it's a Willy.
Wow. It's a Chili Willy. I don't know.
Maybe it's a Chili Willy.
Oh,
ooh.
I see Tom typing on his keyboard, Googling madly to find out what that is. But I thought maybe, you know, it would be something fun if you guys were able to. I don't even know if any of those Hollywood cars are available to tour. I know my ex-partner had one of the Batmobiles from the 60s series, but he's no longer with us, so I don't know if that would even apply to Hollywood.
So the Ghostmobile is the Ecto-mobile, Ecto-1. It's a 59 Cadillac Miller Meteor Futura Duplex.
Wow.
So it's I believe it's an old ambulance style.
Oh, yes,
vehicle.
That's right. It is an ambulance.
It's got the red light on it when Ray pulls up after paying about $4,000, almost $5,000 for it in Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, then they soup it up to become the Ecto-1, the Ghostmobile.
Cool.
But yeah, it's a 59 Cadillac.
And most of those Hollywood things, they have multiple cars. I mean, there's multiple General Lees and there's multiple, you know, Batmobiles. So I'm sure there's multiple ectoplasm cars out there. Ecto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So a little history on the Batmobile.
There you go.
My uncle, who also built replica cars,
mm-hmm.
Appleton Productions, Terry Cook, he built a replica. Because there's several cars that they use because they wreck them and blow them up in all
right.
those shows, you know. But he built a replica Batman car.
Which era Batman?
Oh, God. I want to say it was the Michael Keaton year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what year it was, but I know that year.
Wow.
Yeah. But speaking of Halloween, we will have the two roadsters from the Ghosts of the Jungle Park.
Right.
So those
and
are,
they'll be there
those,
all 3 days, too.
Those will be there, and those will be spooky, too. Because they're
spooky.
The Ghosts of the Jungle. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Lots of fun stuff for Halloween. It's time for people to get out and have some spooky fun.
Well, we're going to play one more car song. We're going to come back, say goodbye to Leslie, and I've got a little something special coming up in just a minute. But let's start now with the song I wanted to start the show with. Let's rev up the engine of the GTO. Here's Ronnie and the Daytonas.
You're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine, yi, yi. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
see her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wide. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah. Save all my money and buy a GTO.
Turn it on,
get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy, gonna shut you down. But when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Ronnie and the Daytonas, GTO. And another one of the great classic rock and roll era car songs. There will be some cars from the rock era. There will be cars from way before the rock era. 1930s, 1940s, 19 who knows what. You guys have some very vintage cars.
1951.
51.
Indianapolis 500 Bellinger car.
Wow. And the ghost cars.
And the ghost cars.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That raced on old Route 41.
Wow.
My a lot guest, of history.
My guest is Leslie Bailey, and we got her for another couple minutes here. Real quick, let's recap for everybody if they just joined us. We're talking about the second annual Crown Point Concours Collector Car Show, October 29th through 31st at Lake County Fairgrounds in the Industrial Building. Run down the 3 days for us.
So on Friday, we'll have the First Look VIP event for the COPS Foundation, Concerns of Police for Survivors, and that will be, our performer will be Chris Barron from the Spin Doctors. He'll be doing a live acoustic performance, as well as we'll have the winning Indianapolis 500 1951 Bellinger car.
Mm-hmm.
That will be there on display. I mean, that will be there for the 3 days, but that's okay. The First Look car will be there. And then on Saturday, we have our general admission Halloween party. We'll have the People's Choice $100 cash prize for a costume contest.
Okay.
As well as Nick Bird and Friends, blues, jazz, funk.
Rock, funk. He does it all.
Rock, funk. He does it all. Nick Bird and Friends will be there. They'll be playing on and off throughout the day as well.
Okay, so multiple sets.
Yeah, multiple okay. sets of Nick, and then Nick Bird and Friends as well.
Okay.
And then Sunday, we have Mike Green live, and we'll have trick-or-treatings for the kids, as well as, you know, if you want to stick around and watch the cars pull out, you're more than welcome to do that, too. A lot of people like to see the cars leave.
That's true. A little like parade.
To hear them fire up those engines and watch them do their stuff, right?
Right.
And then we also have some pinstripers. We've got scooter shooters coming in from Cedar Lake there. They'll have their custom bikes as well as the winning Sturges audio bike of the year will be on display as well. And then we'll have barbecue from Frank's Backyard Barbecue on Saturday, as well as food and with a beer and wine garden throughout the weekend. So
free
a
parking.
Lot of fun. Free parking.
Free admission to military and first responders with ID. Free kids under 10.
Correct.
And you can find out all this information, if you missed any of it, at crownpointconcours.com. Concours is C-O-N-C-O-U-R-S. Leslie Bailey Events. Leslie Bailey herself right here. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We got a little bit of Spin Doctors playing in the background there. Yeah. Chris will be here on Friday. All right. I want to take the last couple minutes of the show to acknowledge a late great friend of mine that is no longer here, but this was a big day for him just 1 year ago. It was on this very day that Delmark Records released his single, It's Good to Be King. I'm talking about Mr. Joseph Mojo Morganfield. And I got a quote from him, from Delmark, when they released this. And this is the quote from Mojo. It says, Big Daddy Gumbo sent the song asking me to listen to it. And man, I liked it right away. I put my own signature on it, but I liked the bread and butter of the song. Every person has their castle, their family, their friends, and the things you surround yourself with. That's what this song says to me. A person should feel like a king or a queen when everything is going right, when the mojo is working, when every dog has his day. Everyone should have their moment, and it doesn't happen every day. So when it does, enjoy it. Enjoy and know that it's always good to be king. Released on this very day from Delmark Records 1 year ago. My friend Mojo Morganfield. Let's play that song.
Lordy, 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 it's good to be king. And I know it's true.
Because Mojo told me so. Joseph Mojo Morganfield. That song, his number one blues single, It's Good to Be King on Delmark Records, released on this very day 1 year ago. And sadly, Joseph never got to release the full album. There are some other songs, I understand, from him that were finished, but they have not been released yet. And we're hoping that Delmark will do the right thing and release some of that. At least that's what I'm feeling. Joseph was a great singer, performer. He was the youngest son of world-famous Muddy Waters, and may he rest in peace. Dedicating that song to his widow, Deborah Morganfield, and his family and the friends and the musicians that loved him. And we're going to do a special show on Joseph in December, which will mark the year of his passing, 1 year from his passing. So without any further ado, thank you everybody for tuning in. Be sure to join the fun at the Crown Point Concourse Collector Car Show, and that's October 29th through 31st. Leaving you with another one of Joseph's songs for just a few seconds here.
They gave the blues Chicago soul, taught the world to rock and roll. Otis Rush and Otis Band, Maybelline and I'm a Man. Baby, let's play jazz. Let's play.